joining us this morning to talk about Brunswick and maybe some of the county as well. Medina County Commissioner Tim Smith, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Great.
You're a big Brunswick booster, right?
Oh, I am. They've called me Mr. Brunswick. I mean, this is a fabulous place. A lot of times when I'd answer the phone, I'd go, hello, Brunswick, center of the universe.
Well, you were an economic development director for a number of years, and your job, I guess, was trying to grow the city, invite businesses, show them around. So you kind of know all that from that
experience. Oh, absolutely. I love the city. I picked a city out of 10 cities when I moved here from another state. And after studying all the area, I had picked Brunswick as the place to live.
What made it so such a special place for you?
Well, the people, number one. It was so friendly. I moved from a pretty friendly city, and this just reminded me of my hometown where everybody knew each other and talked with each other. The vendors, the shop owners were all so friendly. And then, you know, it's right on an expressway. You know, you saw the movie, A River Runs Through It. Well, we have an expressway that runs through it. So we got an expressway right on the highway. That's pretty rare, so it's pretty easy if you're going to have a manufacturing business. And then we have all this great retail here in the area, and so it's just very centrally located if you want to get to the airport or, you know, down to Columbus or anywhere you want to go.
More than likely, you have to go through Brunswick.
You have to, yes.
And since having exits, places for stops, so that creates a lot of the people, as you say, not only the businesses but the retail as well, and that creates a lot of successful businesses for them.
A little unknown fact. Our Bob Evans here is the number one Bob Evans in the United States out of 576 restaurants.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I have been to that Bob Evans, so yeah. I've contributed to that.
I know it. So they're always like in the top 10, but a couple years ago, they were the number one Bob Evans in the United States. And people don't know that kind of stuff. You know?
When you were doing the economic development work for the city, what was the selling point to bring people in, businesses in?
Well, the big things is we have low taxes, and we have some great tax incentives for people, you know, coming here. It's such a friendly community. Everybody's involved. You see this great rec center that we have here. We have a zillion parks for people to, you know, visit and live with their family. And then we have an industrial park right on the expressway. All our neighbors have industrial parks that you have to drive through metropolitan areas to get to them. But we have one right on the expressway. So if you're a company that does delivery or warehousing, whatever, bam, right there, you're on the highway and you're off where you need to go.
And that also creates a nice things for the neighborhoods, too, to keep all the trucks on a short leash going off the highway into the industrial park.
That's
back
right.
Off into the highway.
Yeah, they're not all
well.
Driving through the city.
Right. But there is a lot of traffic driving through here as well, so you have to maintain the roads and make sure everything is flowing well, because people like to have a new store, be the first one in the community to get some
right.
kind of national store. But if that brings a lot of people, then they think, where are all these people coming from? Well, they're not just the Brunswick people. They're people from, you know, other parts of Cuyahoga County and Medina County, other counties as well, coming to that. So you have to make sure you kind of create a good flow for that, too.
Well, it's funny. Our Giant Eagle here is the number one Giant Eagle in the chain. And I go through the place, and I bump into people, and I go, hey, where are you from? Where are you from? And they're from every city you can imagine. So there's people coming from outside of the area to shop here, too. So, and 38,000 people drive on that 303 every day.
What are the main businesses that are in the Brunswick?
Well, we have the number one inflatable company in the world, Inflatable Images, is here. And then we have companies like True Cut Saw. It's the number one saw company of what they do in the United States. And there's another company called Columbia Chemical that was one of the top 25 exporters of the whole state is in our industrial park. And then we got wonderful facilities for families like Mapleside. You know, it's one of the most beautiful views in the whole entire county. It's the highest spot, I think, in the whole entire county. And they'll have an event where 30,000 people come to it. So it's we got some really top notch.
So Brunswick is kind of at a high point within the county.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. There's nothing like going there on a Friday night. They have concerts. You bring your lawn chair. You know, grab a glass of wine, listen to a band play, and watch the sun go down. There's nothing more relaxing.
Tim, we talked about how we're on a campus here with the recreation center. The high school is here, Tri-C. Next door as well. How did this concept come to be? Why did this come to be?
Well, what happened is we were looking for kind of a thing to what could we make, you know, Brunswick a little bit different than anybody else. And we thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we had a campus setting where we could have the high school, recreation, colleges all in one spot, plus the library. And so we started, the forefathers long before me, started working on all this stuff, putting it together. You know, I was a councilman for 5 years and I was economic director for 6 years. And so they had been able to attract Tri-C to come here. And so we had this facility built, University, Brunswick University Center. And so we have four colleges in there. And then we have another spot in the other part of the city that has Akron University and Lorain Community College. So we have six colleges all together in the area. So this turned out to be just a nice centrally located place with a library, with the rec center, and with the college and the high school right next door.
Now, we are spotlighting Brunswick, but you are the Medina County Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
So without, you know, the county itself, like many different counties, quite diverse. You'll go from a very urban kind of setting to something very rural as well. What are some of the challenges you're dealing with now on a countywide
basis? Well, it's kind of funny. You know, here it was promoting Brunswick forever and ever, which is really the largest population center of the area. There's 34,000 people here in Brunswick, and then with the Hills and Valley City and Hinckley, really this is a big population. It's about 50,000 plus, so that makes us bigger, say, than Strongsville. Then you get down into Medina and you get down into Wadsworth, and each area has a unique place to it. You know, like Medina has its root candles and all the history that goes along with that. You got Wadsworth with the Blue Tip Festival and out where it's at and, you know, how scenic it is. And so challenge-wise, you know, I don't see things as problems. I see them as challenges or opportunities. And I just think we're on the beginning of an awakening. I have a group that I've been working with that I'm the co-host of or co-chairman of called Medina County CAN. And if you put those letters together, it's Medina County Attraction Network. And so we're looking for ways to take advantage of the unique fact that we have the expressway that goes through us. We have all these great industrial parks, and then we have all these great recreational areas. And so the big thing that's coming up is the Republican National Convention. 50,000 people are going to be coming into this area. And so we put this organization together, number one, to see what we can do to attract all those people, you know, down here for that period of time.
And I imagine they've included hotels in this area as part of their package?
Well, I've been calling all the hotels and talking to them, and they're all filled already.
Wow.
Even the ones that aren't built yet. There's one going to be built here in Brunswick, and then there's a couple more that are going to be built in Medina and Wadsworth. So I talked to those owners, and they're filled for the Republican convention already.
The ones that's not built, imagine if you have to say, what does my room look like? And you're like, well,
well here's a picture.
That's right.
It's going to be really nice, I promise.
We'll charge you anything we like because...
Well, that's what happens. Opportunity. You need to... Location, location, location as well. Two things before we let you go. One is the 200th anniversary of Bicentennial from Brunswick. So this must be very special as well.
Oh, yeah. We've been all working on that. The committee on that is doing a great job.
And the other thing is this... I heard I was doing a Dancing with the Stars update.
All right.
And then I heard that you're sort of involved in the sort of a local version. And I know it's a different, once the show became popular, different organizations for fundraisers have kind of got known people to dance.
Yeah.
So you've been talked into this for what event?
Yeah, it's called Faith in Action. It's an organization that helps people get to their doctor's appointments and all that kind of stuff. It's a wonderful nonprofit. They do this every year. And I'm going to stomp down the rumors right now. I'm not doing Dancing in the Stars with my wife.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to have a pretty young girl that's doing Dancing with the Stars with me, who's also my daughter. And we're going to be doing the Jitterbug. So I can't wait for that. It's a really terrific thing. And people can go online, Faith in Action, and vote for my daughter and I. And they can start voting right now.
Okay. And it's a way to
raise money for the organization. It's a great organization.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning and sharing some of the insight into Brunswick and Medina County as well, Commissioner. Tim Smith, our guest this morning, thank you for sharing some time.
Well, thanks for giving me some time to talk about this great area.
We appreciate that.